During his appearance at the fundraiser, Senator Marco Rubio came face to face with a boy with cerebral palsy whose health insurance is at stake with the latest overhaul. His mother, Allison Holmes, paid $600 to speak with Rubio. She asked why he would not hold a town hall to hear from residents. His response?
There would have been 50 or 60 people there whose only job would have been to scream at everything I said, interrupt, so they can show off for cameras. And then we could never have this conversation. I would love to be able to have a town hall like this, but that's not the way they work anymore.
Moments later, during his keynote address, Rubio urged voters to consider healthy debate and to embrace diversity of opinion. This was Rubio's first reported visit to Central Florida since March. The one-time presidential candidate has come under scrutiny for not holding town hall meetings in Central Florida or attending one set up for him by constituents. I'm Renata Sago in Orlando.